Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you're listening to the Pinckney, the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney, and it's our TI time. The only thing that we're going to be talking about is TI business today. Regardless what it looks like, we're only going to be talking about TI business. Anything else, we will not discuss on Thursday at 6:30. We want everybody to understand how important it is to get the word out. We have an obligation to each other to spread the word so people can know exactly where we're going and what we need to do. We had a pretty good week, not a great week. We did a few things, but we're not doing enough to get this thing done. I want people all over to start talking about TI business. One of the things I want people to do is start going to the city council meeting. I don't want you to go there and blast off, just say that, you know, you're a TI and you being targeted. If they want to know more, they'll ask you more. But I want you to take your 2 minutes and go and make your statement. But I want to bring in Gloria. Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I am, Reverend Pinkney.
How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great.
You sound good.
Mm-hmm. I have good company here with me.
Hey! I know the feel. I know the feel. There's nothing like having good company.
Right.
You wasn't with us last week, but you were with us the week before that. Could you read back some of the stuff that we had or we spoke about?
Yes. Yes, on the 15th, I mean the 16th of May,
mm-hmm.
we had discussed, turn that down, I'm hearing a feedback. Khalifa Ali had discussed the black ops, the covert operation by private companies or groups, and she gave us the definition of the false flag operation. Ken Rhodes was at a convention in Henderson, Nevada, the Super Soldiers, and he was there with Doug Mylar. He was going to meet Robert Duncan and Peter Rosenholm, who was also attending. You would have a phone conference with John Conyers on Wednesday. Tuesday, Bobby Rush, you were going to Bobby Rush's office in Chicago. It's important that the Michigan TIs get contacted, get connected with each other. It's time for us to start using the proper technology terms instead of saying mind control, synthetic telepathy.
Absolutely.
Sharon Pruitt, there's a book, This is a Huge Crisis, by Jim Keith and Jerry E. Smith. And Dorothy discussed that her grandfather, belonging to a secret society, and there was multiple layers discussed about abuse and the brutality. Set up groups to listen to people. That's something you have encouraged us to do. Books. There's a book that Dorothy recommended, The Soul Catcher. And Power of the Mind. Sit down and write what is happening to you. At 7:16, there was a count of 140 people on the line. There was the term stick and move, get involved. And the Secretary of State, it was mentioned that the Secretary of State, John Kerry, told some German students that the Americans were not that bright. Dorothy also mentioned about having post-traumatic stress disorder and working together. And Reverend Pinkney, you asked for everyone to send Ken $20. And we also mentioned, which I will mention once again, everyone sign Millicent Black's petition that's going around, change.org. And something I found also, you know, we can call the president, all of us, every day. The number is 202-456-1111.
Absolutely.
And you can call and leave a comment. But last week was the reason I wasn't here to do the work, the secretarial work, was my granddaughter, my baby granddaughter, asked me to come see her show. And it's been several years, and I haven't attended my grandchildren's functions and shows because of this.
Wow.
And I was determined that there was nothing was going to stop me. That was the baby, and I'm going. So I went, and I'm so glad I went. It was uncomfortable for a few minutes, but I was able to pull it together because I texted Khalifa Ali while she was on the bus and told her what was going on. She texted me back, Reverend Pinckney, what I saw, it was an absolute disgrace. It was a Catholic school. My granddaughter goes to a preschool, and it was a Catholic preschool. So we're waiting for the show. Well, the wizard comes out in his wizard costume. Everything about that show was satanic. And because me being a TI, I could read the stuff that other people weren't seeing, or maybe they were a part of it. But they, two entertainers that they chose to sing their music was Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. Now, they are both supposed to be a part of the Illuminati.
Right.
During this show, the girls were singing something about if you want it, you should have put a ring on it. And then they break down into the other part of the song that goes, oh. And when they did that, they had to bend over. So their little behinds were sticking out. When these girls went into that position, the whole place roared, woo! And I was like, oh, my God, it's here. The Illuminati is here. The colors, the symbols, the signs, everything was there.
Wow.
And I kept saying, like, I'm going to write to that school. I'm going to write to that school. And I'm going to send them a DVD along with it. That I wanted to wait until my baby finished school, you know, her last day of school, and they would be hearing from me. I was in shock. What they are doing to our children, they have skipped over childhood. There's no more hopscotch and jump ropes. They have gone straight from the cradle to the stripper's pole. And that's just how it looked. It was appalling. They had a little girl in the front, and that's what you focused on because she was a little woman. And when later on, Khalifa and I were going through some YouTubes, and we saw Willow Smith, Jada Pinkett, and Will Smith's daughter, looking the same way. This little girl had a chest on her that you zoomed in on it because that was a focus. She was in the front row. She danced. She twisted. She gyrated her body. And my other little granddaughter sitting beside me, 9 years old, looked at me, she said, Gigi, look how she's dancing. I said, I know, look at the other dancers, we won't look at her. But that's what was happening to her. Her breasts have been microwaved. They are working on everyone, not just the ones that know with TIs. They're working on everyone. And it's sad. It's time we turn these televisions off. Tell live vision. They're telling lies to our vision. And we're being programmed through the television. And there was, I believe it was 3,000 children in Japan that was watching a TV show a couple months ago. And they all ended up in the hospital having seizures because of a cartoon they were watching. The way it was pulsating, it caused them to have a seizure. So it is time for us to wake up, put your T-shirts on, because I bought some T-shirts for Ali and myself to work on. And I want to say, yes, I'm a TI today, but you'll be tomorrow.
Amen. That's great.
Just that simple. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's tremendous. And you know what? I think Dorothy, our friend, she talked about how at such a young age, as young as 2 years old, you start training these the little girls and little boys to be exactly what they want them to be. And yes, it is mind control. They're trying to control everybody's mind. But here's the thing, Gloria. I believe that some of this stuff that we can neutralize if we see, we got over a little bit more than a quarter of a million people listening to our show on Sunday. And I tell you, some of the responses that I get, I don't want to send out the people emails if they send it to me, because I think it might be personal, but I will comment on some of them. And people are beginning to believe that the stuff that when we talk about is TI-10, people are beginning to believe that this thing is actually happening, and now they want to figure out what we can do about it. I never thought it would be this big. I never did. I honestly didn't. I really didn't think that it would grow to be this big.
And growing. If you go to the internet and you look up, there was a comedian by the name of Chappelle. Chappelle was
I know
I
who
forget
you're talking
his
about.
First name. Yes, yes. Dave Chappelle. He left Hollywood. He said
and his show was on top too.
On top, the very top. But mm-hmm. he said they told him, "Hey, look, lose the wife and family. We're going to hook you up with this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that." And he was like, "No, no." And another comedian is Cat Williams. They're starting to speak out about this. And I believe Kanye West is another one.
Oh, yeah.
What they're doing now, on this morning, Tom Joyner, I listened to him in the morning. He has the old school music, so to speak. And they said, why did Jada Pinkett and Will Smith say their children were not slaves, so we're giving them their free range? What they do, it's like, I guess the little Willow, maybe she's 13, if she's that old. But see, that affects the 10-year-olds. Then the 10-year-olds pass that on to the 5-year-olds and then down to the 2-year-olds. And that's where your Justin Bieber and all of them come in. Even the Disney Channel, you have to scrutinize and watch that.
Absolutely.
Because we have been duped here in America.
Absolutely. No question about that. I tell you. But what I want to do, I'm going to bring on Nola just for a second so she can tell us what she did while she was in at the courthouse. Nola, are you there?
Yes, Reverend Pickney, I'm here.
How you doing?
Excuse me. I'm doing well, thank you. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me, Reverend Pickney?
I can hear you well. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I was able to go to the courthouse today to support Karen Hudis, who is a lawyer for the World Bank. She has a charge of a trespassing. It was an arraignment hearing where they go over the judge goes over your charges and let you know and make sure that you understand what you're being charged with. They're going to give her another date because her counsel was not there. And, you cannot speak with the judge directly and you can't represent yourself because she's an international and trade attorney and she needed a criminal attorney. She refused counsel for the court-appointed counsel there. So the judge did reset her date. Abu Abdaru, some of you may know him. He was there with me. We both went to support her. And we were able to give her your information, Reverend Pickney, your phone number, let her know that you're a human rights activist. She's not satisfied with her attorney, so she wanted to know if you were able to assist her in any way with finding her an attorney that, may be familiar with what she's going through as far as being a whistleblower and the charges that she's been charged with. Excuse me. And she was very appreciative for us coming out to support her. Another coworker of hers from the World Bank, she introduced him to us, was there as well. We parted after the arraignment hearing was over, but I told her that, you know, you would be in contact with her, and she was well pleased with that. And she said that she would contact you as well.
Very good. And I did try to call her. Unfortunately, I didn't get through to her, but I'm going to be working on a lawyer for her. I do know a couple of lawyers there. I also know one in Virginia. But we'll see. I'll let her choose what she want to do. I'll give her the names and let her call them. But that was tremendous. She was on the Alex Jones show talking about this. That's why we decided that she would be a good person for us to get in contact with. And we're going to do whatever we can to support her, and that way she'll support our issues also. So that's my main reason for wanting to be in contact with her. And also to show other people that, you know, TIs, what we got to do, we got to come together with other people, because that's the only way we're going to get bigger. Like right now, we got about 167 people on the right on the board. So I'm figuring before the night is over, we'll reach out to over 200 mark again. But we got 200 people, and some of them are emailing me. And some of them are not. Some of them are communicating with me, and some of them are not. But what I want to do, I want with people to understand that in order for us to win this battle, we are going to have to fight together. There's no other way. I don't know no other way of winning this battle. So thank you so much for what you did today, Nola. I really, really appreciate that. That was really powerful.
You're quite welcome, Reverend Pinckney, and I want to thank Gloria and Ken Rhodes for letting me know that she was in my area, and I was able, Abu and I was able to go and support her.
Absolutely. Gloria and Ken, matter of fact, Ken was the one who actually called me and told me about her, and so we decided to put our heads together, see who we can get to go and support her. And we decided that, Nola, you would be the person. You would be the perfect person, and you're very diplomatic, and that's what I really like about you.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Reverend Pinckney. Okay,
all right.
I'll yield my time to someone else because I know it's not for the hour.
All right, let's bring on Ali right fast, and then we're going to go to my good friend Dorothy. Go ahead, Ali.
Hello there, everyone.
How you doing?
Well, let me share this information with you. I'm gonna mail you a copy, but this is an excellent case that Richard Cain had presented to the United States government. And in his complaint, this is the exact language that we need to use, and this was the language he used, and I'm just gonna just skip over to page 5 of his court case, and I'm going to make sure you get a copy. But it says, this lawsuit is brought by a father and his two young minor children to seek compensation for the unauthorized COVID implantation into their bodies, radio frequency controlled nanotechnology, biomedical devices, defendants and for financial gain and experimental purpose, unlawful and without consent, implanted remote radio frequency controlled nanotechnology biomedical devices consisting of nano electrodes and nanostimulators, which stimulate, influence, manipulate, and collect information about physiological and mental process, including muscular, glandular, organ system, and neurological process affecting diverse areas of bodily functions. Now, why this is important for us, because he's saying the same thing we say, that they're using mind control on us, they're altering our behaviors, they're manipulating our bodies and trying to control our minds. This is the scientific language of mind control, but we have to learn how to use the proper scientific facts of what we are dealing with versus it is mind control, but we have to use information like nanotechnology and that this is biomedical devices that's influencing and stimulating, manipulating, and collecting data from our mental process. See, that's totally different than we saying what we say. And I'm only sharing that with you that because we have to reframe our way of bringing this out versus us sharing it on a scientific fact, because they are using this mind control synopsis as a way to discredit us knowing what it is. So I'm sharing that we must use the proper scientific facts of something they know that scientists are working on. Scientists are working with nanotechnology. They are working with these wireless medical devices. So these are the terms that we must use. And thank you for allowing me to share. And I'm on my way to Chicago as a Muslim, as you know, so they can see what a TI look like in person.
Very good. Very good. Very good. That's tremendous. Send me that information in an email.
Yes, I will. I'm gonna mail you a copy, Reverend Pinkney, because I just need to do it this way for reasons, and I'll be mailing that out tomorrow between me and Glow.
Very good.
And I want to say hello, everyone, and I love you, Ken. And I am on my way, and I just want to say thank you, Minister, Brother Reverend Pinkney. And you know, when I get there, I'm going to mention your name.
Okay, give me a call. All right, good. Hey, listen, everybody. These are the people that we're going to be in contact with next week. Senator William Cowan, Senator Joe Donnelly, Senator Richard Darvin, Senator Al Franken. He wasn't on my list, but it was brought to my attention today about him. And Senator Sherrod Brown and Senator Robert Casey. These are the people that we're going to be contacting next week. Right now, what they're trying to do is get this budget together. But I'm still trying to set up a meeting with them with the last week. The very last week in June. That's what we're looking at. But if it be difficult, we'll try the first week in September. Whichever way it works, we're going to be trying to do so, and we're going to try to make sure that we take care of some of the things that need to be taken care of. And what I want to do now, I want to bring on a couple of people and let them express themselves. 765-643-4401. Reverend Pinkney here.
Thank you, Reverend Pinkney. My name is Robin Deering. I'm in Anderson, Indiana. I have been dealing with this since about 1987. I've worked for General Motors and was involved in a lawsuit. There were a lot of people getting sick and dying, and there were a group of us that were trying to find the cause of it. We contacted, or I contacted, a microbiologist in California who was working with the Gulf War veterans. He was doing blood work, and he was just the main one working with them. I asked him if he would help us, and he agreed to. He did blood work on us and found out that we had the same chromosome damage that the Gulf War veterans had, even in our children. During this time, we were having a lot of things go on and weren't aware of the chip. The company and the union and the police were working together. There were a lot of different things going on in this town. There were a lot of drugs going on involving the company, the union, and the police. I wasn't aware of this. I was aware only of the illness. But there was a friend of mine who is now deceased who was aware of it. And he fought very hard to try to help us. I started hearing voices, but I didn't tell anyone. It was like a change of personality, and they were trying to break up our groups that were trying to help the people. And they were trying to call us crazy. Let's see, how can I explain this? There's so much that happened. I finally had to go on disability. At this point, along this time, my family had been harassed. My mother wrote for WLS, Mike Malloy, on his show, and was aware of a shadow government. She also was aware of what we were bringing out and was trying to help us. What we were dealing with is a microbiocide, which is the same thing as a biological weapon. They're still using it in the plants. And I believe in chemtrails. It's got a pesticide in it, the organophosphate pesticide, along with a gram-negative live bacteria. They use this to save, the company uses this to save money. What it does is it's worse than asbestos. You bring it home and your children get it because it comes off on your clothing. And this is what the microbiologist from California was telling us too. It ends up death. It kills you. It causes brain tumors. It causes a lot of illnesses. What we were thinking were the chemicals were also the chips. We went to see the congressman at that time. This was in the 90s, and I can't think of his name now. And he was of no help. He was on the company's and the union side. I'm sorry, I'm not explaining this very well.
You're doing good. Just keep going.
Okay. We had large chemical spills in the plant, and I think they put the chips in us at that time because they didn't want it to come out. One was isocyanate, and one was the microbiocide. It ended up that I was very strongly involved in this along with five other people. And the police came, abducted me from my house, and raped me.
The police did?
The police, the Anderson police.
That's in Anderson, Indiana, right?
Yes.
Wow.
The first thing they did was take me to a hospital out of state and force me to have a physical because we were involved in a lawsuit because of the chemicals and because of the microbiocide and the microbiologist. I knew something was wrong with me, but I didn't know what was wrong. Because they were controlling my mind. They put me in a room, and it was full of, it looked like a college classroom in this hospital. It was full of union people, company people, retired police, and they asked me questions, and it was like I was in a fog. They started asking me things about drugs, and I told them, they tried to make it look like I came to them for money. They asked me, I told them if they asked me if I wanted money, and I said, you don't know me very well, do you? They started asking me if I liked drugs, which I've never had anything to do with drugs. It was the company and the union were involved in these things. They took me from there and raped me. They brought my husband there and a friend of ours and tried to make it look like something that it wasn't. I don't know how to explain this.
You're doing good. Just go right ahead.
Okay. They took us to this house. First, I need to go back and tell you this. When they abducted me from my house, I tried to wake my husband up, and I couldn't wake him up. And they said, I don't think he's coming back anytime soon. They can keep you unconscious with this chip.
So your husband had a chip in him?
Yes. I believe my whole family does.
So your whole family is target individuals?
Yes. But they don't believe it. I can't get them to believe me. But things have happened to them. My husband was there when I was raped, but he doesn't have any memory of it.
I can believe that. Go right ahead.
Okay. And I explained to him what happened, and he didn't have any memory of it at all. The police follow me all the time. They're still following me. This has gone on all this time. I've had tests that prove that I have the chips in me. My doctor is Dr. Hildegard Stanninger. She's in Los Angeles. And I've been to Melinda Kidder, who is a private investigator, who found the electronic signals in me. And I'm also talking to a forensic psychologist who deals with people that have chips in them and has said that I have post-traumatic stress disorder. But I didn't become aware that there were more of us out there until last year. They kept me so isolated. and so afraid. And I didn't have a computer. I couldn't use a computer. They kept me off of it. They controlled my computer. I had no contact with anyone else. And I thought it was just me. I thought they were after me because of the lawsuit. I can tell you a lot of things that the chip can do that you may not be aware of. It can cause all sorts of illnesses. They try to make you sick and put you in the hospital and then make you look crazy. They diagnosed me as schizophrenic. The police came into the hospital after I was put in the hospital and abducted me from the hospital and did things to me again. I don't know how to explain all this. They framed my son and he went to prison and he is no longer living. And I think they're the reason of it. My mother is no longer living. I think they're the reason of it. I had a 911 call. A person that called me on Saturday and said they had a 911 call from my house. And I didn't call 911. But what they do is the police do that, and they make it come in on your number.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cause you to become unconscious, and they take you from
your house.
Yeah,
they can come into your house also.
Right into your house and make you become unconscious, and they can do anything to you in the hospital because they control your body.
Mm, wow. Hey, listen, what is your name again?
Robin Deering.
Right,
Darren.
I want you to come on my Sunday show, and I'm going to give you minutes to talk about it. But I got to move on right now, but I really appreciate what you're saying. And we need to talk more because I know where you're going with this, which is very, very important to all the TIs, especially when you talk about how they control you, how the police came in and raped you, and just do. Are they still raping you now?
They haven't come in my house since my son died.
How long ago was that?
That was in 2007.
Okay.
But they still follow me. They still follow me. I went to a lawyer, and when I left my lawyer, they ran into my car on purpose and tried to cause me to have a wreck.
Mm. Interesting, Robin. Well, listen, Robin, I got to leave you now, but I want to make sure that we get you some time on Sunday so people can hear your story, okay?
Okay, it's a very long story, and I'm sorry I didn't do a very good job explaining.
Well, you did good. You did great. You know, you just have to tell us so people can understand it, that they don't think that we're all out there in left field. But you did great, but I got to move on.
What time is your show on Sunday?
It's at 5 p.m. Eastern time.
And
you
do
might
I call
be on
the same
time.
Do I call the same number?
The same identical number.
And it's 5 o'clock Central Time?
No, Eastern Time.
Eastern Time. Okay, we're on Central Time.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, I
all
thank
right,
you
then.
Very
take
much.
Take care, Robin.
Okay.
Dorothy, are you there?
Yes, how are you today?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm okay.
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah, I did. I did. That's happening all over the country. In fact, it's happening all over the world. I want to share with the listeners a new book that I have, and it's by Fritz, F-R-I-T-Z, Fritz Springmeier, S-P-R-I-N-G-M-E-I-E-R. Again, S-P-R-I-N-G-M-E-I-E-R. You can go to his website on PenTracks, P-E-N-T-R-A-C-T, excuse me, A-C-K-S, like, so a track, running track. Pen as in a writing utensil, and then tracks as in running around a racetrack with an S, .com. So PenTracks. Fritz Springmeier actually went to prison after exposing the Illuminati. And you can go to YouTube and look him up and watch, if you have YouTube, watch the videos on Fritz Springmeier. He shares a great deal of information on that, but his, one of his books that I'm actually going through right now is called Volume 2, The Illuminati Formula Used to Create an Undetectable Total Mind Control Slave. Again, the Illuminati formula used to create an undetectable total mind-controlled slave. You know, when I share books and some of the things I'm reading, I'm doing it from a perspective of, I know that in my lifetime, at least as early as the age of two, probably when I was born, because sadly, my grandfather probably was a guy who, like so many of his time, had to be involved in some of these organizations. I don't know how involved he was. So I don't know how involved criminally he was, or maybe whether or not he was unwittingly involved. And he had no idea what their end results wanted to be. So I can't talk to that. But unfortunately, by him being involved to get a job, to be able to take care of his family, he unwittingly ended up having me, his granddaughter, be sold into this stuff. And at least in that I'm a Catholic child, and in an 1809 book, I found that the Catholics had no problems with raping infant children. And they said, infused by a person... that the parents had to hold the child's legs and infused by a person with a spiritual background or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But it was virtually the rape of an infant child. That was 1809. That was supported by the entire Catholic Church, many of the bishops, archbishops, and things like that up the chain of command. By no means do I, when I speak, am I indicting any and all organizations involved, okay? There are good Catholics, there are good Jews, there are good Hindi people and Shiite, and there are very good people across the board, economically, socially. So let's just put that out there, that there are the unwitting who have no knowledge of this, there are the gullible that are being utilized, and then there are the criminals. And those are three major differences in all of this. But this book, in any book I'm reading, what I am looking at is I'm literally bringing back my life back from being totally shattered. Because what they did to me, and I would dare to say, please know I don't mean to offend anyone, but throughout our lives, if you look at the TV shows you watched, if you looked at the world you were in, if you looked at the national leaders, depending on the time frame that you lived, if you looked at national tragedies, so the assassinations of leaders, people that you believed in, people that you were, look at your school and how you were told to stand up and be honorable. By and large, from what I am seeing, that the targeted or domestically terrorized organization known as TIs are honorable, ethical human beings who have stood by and stood up for doing what was right, that we have long been those people that if a $20 bill fell out of somebody's pocket, we would return it to the owner, not expecting anything. But when I look at these books, I am looking to put my life back together from where they shattered me. Now, granted, while a lot of us have been through a great deal, we've had loved ones and friends and family members murdered, and while we may not have proof to this, we know the difference between a life of healthy living and food and once upon a time in America that we knew that we could live and love go to school and work and be able to have a long, healthy life, to now what we're seeing, in which there are these crazy-making criminals involved in the destructive issues across the globe. So as they broke me down over the years, and then I ended up in the military where I was brutalized and shattered through torture and abuse, and I would like to say again that not all military are aware of this. There are some that are clearly not aware of this, but there is a criminal element that definitely does know this is happening. From what I can say, that inside the military, this stuff was being perfected and then rolled out across America and globally through some of these organizations. And what I find fascinating is that in Fritz's book, he not only talks about churches such as the Mormon Church, NASA, National Security Agency, the National Science Foundation, Naval Intelligence, neo-Nazi groups. He talks about the Veterans Administration, satanic cults, the Scientology, Church of Scientology, country music industry, the FBI, Freemasonry. He lists a whole group of people, the Baseball League, National Baseball League, Boeing, British Intelligence, Bureau of Narcotics, Bureau of Prisons, Catholic Church, including the Jesuits. He lists a great many organizations that he has firsthand knowledge in, that there are individuals, there are groups of people from the most economically poor to the most highest elite and beyond that are involved in the criminality. And again, one of the things we need to do that has helped me tremendously is to sit down and beginning writing backwards. This will help you get, and consider doing this, write down tones, codes, keys, triggers, and hand signals. Once again, codes, keys, triggers, tones, and hand signals. When you write your story out going backwards, and you write from a descriptive standpoint, and you have one page for each one of those terms, codes, keys, tones, triggers, and hand signals, what you begin doing is you begin to realize what were the areas of your life that ended up crippling you, causing you angst, causing you trauma. Those codes, keys, triggers, tones, and hand signals, those are the coupling, if you will, the crippling moments in which these criminals have kept you broken, kept you shattered, whether or not PTSD, whether or not any of that other trauma-based issues. This will help you get back in your body. And please know another thing that is very important, not to take away from the woman from Anderson at all, but there is also something called synthetic telepathy, which does not require a person to be chipped, which can, in fact, cause you to see holographic images, which can cause you to hear sounds, which can cause you to see as if you're seeing spirits or ghosts or anything like that. Again, they can see, and this is from two different sources that I have found on the internet, the terms are, now, for a moment, contemplate this thought, that they can hear what you hear and see what you see. Even when you're sleeping, they can force you to have memories that are not yours. They can force you to have dreams that are not yours. They can force you to have thoughts about somebody racially that was inappropriate based on the way you were raised. There are a great many things that they've been doing, experimenting on Americans. And so what we have to do is become the absolute solid core that God on this planet and in the universe created us to be. When you begin doing that, and if we get each other's numbers and talk to each other and get strength from each other, when we get to that point where we are so solid in our core that nothing except God of the universe that created this planet and all solar systems, that is the only being that will take us off this planet. Nothing else against us will come against us. Nothing. Because one of the things that these people want is they want us to give up. learned hopelessness, because when we expire, dead people don't share the truth. We cannot speak the truth, and the truth is that this comes, and a lot of this, the chipping and all this other synthetic telepathy, was developed out of Nazi Germany when an extraordinary man by the name of Hans Litten, L-I-T-T-E-N, you can find him on YouTube, stood up against Hitler and stated that Hitler was there to overthrow Germany and to do it through violent means. And Hans Litten found Hitler guilty in a court of law and said, "You are guilty of these charges." When Hitler went into power, Hitler then put Litten into prison and brutalized him. And Litten, even still, began to be a person of nonviolent change and thought. And he did a poem that's called "Thoughts Are Free." Thoughts Are Free. When he did that poem, I believe, under circumstantial evidence, is when Hitler and his folks began to try to leash what we are now seeing coming to fruition, in which human thoughts are now being totally stolen, totally put under control. No one has a right to interfere in my private, intimate thoughts for another person. My thoughts and prayers to the divine, my thoughts and prayers for myself, my inner connection to my past mother and partner who were murdered, as well as others in my life who have died because of these crimes. No one has a right to do this. This is a sacred charge that my mind is strong and is my private playground. And they are also, and we've seen this also in the TI community, where those who have been inventing have had their thoughts and their ideals stolen by these criminals. So for the TI community, for those who are being domestically terrorized under the Patriot Act, which says that any weapons used against persons is domestic terrorism, we need to get strong in our core and say, more so than David and Goliath, we are not leaving here. We are standing strong, and we are going to represent everybody, and we're going to rock a boat like nobody they've ever seen before.
You know, Dorothy, that is tremendous when you think about it, and that's what I want the TIs to think about. And, you know, right now we have over 200 people on the board itself, so we know we have a lot of people listening. And I know that the TIs are coming out now. They're coming out one at a time. But we need y'all, and you need us. And the only way we're going to win this battle, we got to fight together. And, Dorothy, you know, nobody could explain it as good as you have just explained that. That was tremendous teaching. And I want the TIs to understand how important it is that we stand up and fight together and not fight each other. We cannot fight each other and win this battle. I know it's not you when you're fighting against the group. I know it's not you. I know that for a fact. But you got to be strong enough to deal with that.
Let me say something else.
I do want to say that the show is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and especially the Sunday show is so big that everybody should be thinking about how we're going to make this thing better so people can understand that our message is out there. Whether they like it or not, people are going to have to listen to it.
Hey,
and
Reverend,
that's what I want to do, and that's what I want to generate to all the people that listen. We have to do this. On Sunday, I'm going to have Dr. Arielle King. She's going to be on that show. Her husband was a scientist, and he was impersonating a doctor at Georgetown University. When she gets through telling her story, if she tells it all, you are going to be shocked. You are not going to believe it. It all connects to the TI world.
Hey, Reverend Pigney?
Yes.
One of the things that I want to share, this is Dorothy again, is
uh-huh.
that, look, for any new TIs, if you're now discovering this and you are scared down to your boots, please know that we have all been there. And if you want, call Reverend Pinckney, have him give out. I'm sure there are several that are normal speakers on the show that would be willing to volunteer to talk to you. They will give you the straight skivvy and help you go through the fear, because it is not easy to go through it. And I know a lot of us have at times wanted to give up, not understanding, not getting what's going on. That is what they want. Because when your spirit begins to decrease and give up hope, which is what they're turn off your TVs, folks. Stop listening to radio. Stop listening to the news. That is helping to decrease your immunity. Stop. Another thing you may want to do is get your hands on some coconut oil. Coconut oil. Take 2 teaspoons a day. It begins to liquefy at 76 degrees. It is it helps build your immune system and rebuild you, okay? Get people who will only be positive in your life that helps you turn the corner of this, because that is what they're breaking down. These criminals are also wanting to use the fact that we have been literally dumbed down, where it used to take 30 times before a doctor would get you to understand you have cancer. Now they can put on 2 commercials back-to-back, and you are thinking about, you know, the food that they're having on there, or as if you're having your leg kick late at night. Now you're going to the store to get drugs. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
That's good. We don't have any more time at this time. Next Thursday, we will not be on the air. The following Thursday, we will. I will be in New York next Thursday. I'll be there next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And everybody that lives in New York, you will be able to meet with me in New York. All you have to do is call me. You can call my cell phone number, which is 269-369-8257. That's 269-369-8257. I will be in New York, and I'm hoping that I meet with the TIs himself. We can talk and see what we can work out. And we don't want you to be afraid of nothing, not a thing. But we're here to help you. On that note, well, I got to say goodnight to everybody. And we will not be together next Thursday, but the following Thursday, we're back. And remember, when it's T.I. time, we talk about T.I. moments. Only thing that has to do with T.I.s. And that is very, very important. Good night, all.